Jesse Romo with us now, Manhattan Regional Airport Director. And I know a busy couple of days for you, I'm sure, Jesse. A lot of discussion Tuesday night. And then I know even up until Wednesday, there were still some real concerns about funding on this. But apparently, the decision's been to go ahead and go with the needed airport security modifications to allow for larger aircraft.
That's right. You know, getting the bigger aircraft into the Manhattan Regional Airport is a great add for the community. You know, it's larger seats, bigger cabin space, more room for additional luggage, and I know that's been a great concern, especially for the troops coming in. And then also, it can accommodate larger groups, so it opens up the door for K-State Athletics to be able to have group charters for their athletics. There's so many benefits to having the CR-7s come in. It's more efficient, too, on time, so we could see slight decrease in time, 5 to 10 minutes. So definitely a lot of advantages to having a large aircraft, and it's kind of a continuing story of how we develop here at the airport, you know, with the new terminal, the air service. It's a good thing, but there are some additional regulations that we're continuing to work with TSA on figuring out how we're going to meet them all. But we feel pretty confident we can get all that done.
And I know it's a little bit unusual. I've been covering city for a long time and other cities too, but I don't know that I've ever quite remembered it being handled this way. I know that during the work session or during the meeting Tuesday, it was a discussion item. And I know they seem supportive but nervous about the expenses. But, I mean, kind of explain the process. I'm sure you had some kind of ultimatum, basically. I mean, it was a decision you probably couldn't refuse at that point. But just kind of what transpired. And I imagine it's a little bit unusual to handle things quite this way.
Yeah, you know, the airline schedules probably quarterly. So, and when they set a schedule, it's 3 to 4 months out. And they approached us mid-January for a May 5th start time. So it left us a little bit of time to respond to them. And just with the security regulations being what they are, the impacts they would have, and taking time to work with TSA, it put the commission in a difficult position because it made for a very short timeline to make some considerations. Also for city management, because there's a lot of things to weigh how we fund most of these things. It's one of them. So I think that weighed heavily in everybody's minds as they continue to try to evaluate whether or not we can meet those requirements and at what cost. But as I mentioned, there's great benefits to us having the large aircraft. So ultimately, we're moving forward.
I can see why it would be difficult to say no to something like this at this time. And if you had tried to delay it, you know, and I don't know if you have any thoughts about where that would have led you. But, I mean, you've done so much. Go ahead.
It's difficult to predict if we had said no to them, what would happen in the future. There could have been an opportunity for another scheduling, or the larger aircraft could have went to another market, and that market could have done really well, and then we wouldn't have another opportunity for the larger aircraft. It's one of those difficult things to do. So you just kind of have to weigh those risks and rewards of an opportunity like this. And you know, like I said, ultimately, we're moving forward with it.
And I'm guessing you're going to be a pretty busy guy the next couple months.
Well, I've been pretty busy in the last couple of years. So, yeah, we look forward to being this kind of busy. It's a good busy.